powerful Berkey line of products, go to themicroeffect.com and click on Berkey Water Filters. That's themicroeffect.com and click on Berkey Water Filters. Or dial 888-803-4438.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Micro Effect.
One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your opened mind.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Ron Amatron Show on the Micro Effect radio station. Our wonderful hosts, thank you so much, and thank you for supporting them by using their sponsors that just did our ads, some of them very funny. I always appreciate humor, so thank you very much. And welcome back. Are you there, Ron?
Yep, I'm still here. Hi. So we could do some energetic healing again here.
Okay. We have a lot of comments, by the way, that people are feeling really wonderful after the Creation Lightship trip, which is not a surprise. And we have some other questions and things, but you go ahead first.
So let's see here. What can we pull out of the hat here? I'm just trying to think. Let's see here. I like to go back in time because most people don't realize how the energy when you were younger is affecting you now. So, let's go back to the time in school. In fact, this could be our paranormal hour, so let's see if anybody has any paranormal questions. That'd be great if you want to type those in. But let's go back in time, and I don't know, you may have had maybe you're an A student, right, and you did very well at school, and you got a lot of A's, and you came upon a test that you had, and you got a C, and that devastated you. Or maybe you were, you know, struggling a lot, and you got your first F on the report card or something. Just so think of something like that, where it, like, devastated you, you know. Maybe you studied a lot and you just couldn't pass a test. Maybe somehow these unwanted universal travelers put you on a whole different timeline. And you had all your information on a given timeline that you knew, and all of a sudden you didn't have that information. And you went into the test and you go, wow, what happened? I lost my brain. That wasn't your fault. But regardless, you have the situation to where maybe you failed the test, and that devastated you. Or maybe it devastated your parents. Maybe you came home with an F on your report card or something. Or like I said, maybe you're an A student and you got a C or something like that, and you know, you just lost your self-esteem. And that bothers you today when you look at it. So let's take one of your childhood, school, or even college experiences. I want you to look at it right now, because if you can bring it up, that means that you still have it. And we're going to release that from you. So here we go. Think of that one situation, and I'm going to release it. Here we go. One, two, three, four. Boy, a lot of anxiety here. Five, looks like somebody's crying out there. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Still feeling very heavy to me. It feels like there's some people out there, maybe some women who actually are very, very sad and crying because it was so devastating. So we're going to keep on doing this here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, okay. Now I got it. Now I got to do your parents' reaction for you not meeting their expectations. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels better to me. Okay. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ron. We do have a couple of things on the... You mentioned paranormal activities, and someone's talking about dark arts, and someone in particular... Well, I'd like to read you what the person wrote. Just to let you know, the clearings I have experienced to date have had a profound effect on my well-being, have been working and living to the max. Thank you. I still have more clearings to do. Now, this person, this is very interesting because this probably happens to a lot of people, have some weirdness today, could use a little clearing around an astrological neonatal dark arts practitioner who I'm working with. In my heart constantly. Thank you so much. What this person means is that someone at work, a coworker, is doing this dark arts practitioner and invading and attacking this poor person. And that happens to a lot of people. I guess in a way it's good that they know, right, that this person's up to that.
Yeah. So on the website we have the dark side practitioner clearing. And what that's for is if you know somebody who's given you a psychic whammy or you know, wearing some beads or shaking a rattle or doing something to cause you harm, so you can put your name in and do that. A lot of times it probably maybe stems from jealousy, or maybe they want your job or something, but the reason could be anything, but they're still interfering with your free will, free choice. So let's do a clearing here to get this energy off this person here. And this will also work for everybody listening. So whenever I do a clearing, just think of, I'm doing this clearing just for you. Even though there's a lot of people listening, as you hear me talk and do a clearing, it's dedicated for you, even though it could be something else with somebody else requesting a healing. So here we go. Think of your issue. If you have to think of an issue, the light needs to have an issue to work with. And here we go, clearing away this dark side energy from this person. And to me, it'd be like a psychic whammy attack. It could be even worse, wanting you to die or something. But, you know, it can go different directions, but we'll get this energy off right now. So here we go. I'm going to count to 100. This one here from this person is pretty heavy. And they are attacking the heart energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-60, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-70, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-80, boys. Still heavy. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-100. I'm going to keep going here. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-110. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-60. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-70. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-80. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-200. Do it again. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. Now it's starting to get better. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-60. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-70. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-80. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-300. So what I'd recommend you to do, since this is happening to you, if you live in our time zone, I would get on the cording call that I have. It's $20, and the cording call is tomorrow, which is Tuesday, and it starts at 5:30 Pacific time, California time. So I would get on that call, because the cording of this person can also affect you, and it might help you out a whole bunch. We work with different parts of the body when we do this call, but it will still probably benefit you. So I would definitely get on the cording call. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I have a question. I have done the dark arts practitioner clearing for my whole life, cleared my life, and then I go back in there once in a while. If I have someone in my life who is courting me often, would that help clear that? Is that becoming, like, I know some people are doing what they call healing, and I think they think they're doing me a favor. But if it's courting, would that also work in that healing if I put the person who's courting me in there?
I would think so, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I tend to think
help.
Of people that aren't intentionally attacking.
Yes, and we also have a energetic cording release from people. And so you may want
right.
to look at that on the website, too. Just put maybe
okay.
people cording in the search box.
Okay.
And that could possibly help, too. Energetic cording is a big thing. Sometimes maybe somebody sees you. Let's just say you go out and you're not married. I'm just using this scenario, and all of a sudden somebody sees you and they want to get a date with you, and you maybe go to the same location. Maybe you go to a coffee house every morning, and you go in there, and maybe you already have a boyfriend or girlfriend, we'll say, but you're not married, and they don't see a ring on your finger, so right away they know that you are possibly eligible to go out. And so you go in there, and they're in the background, and they, every time they see you, they put out all these cords to you wanting to date you. And all of a sudden, after a couple of months, your body energy starts to feel pretty heavy. And you don't know what's going on. You don't maybe relate to going to the coffee house. But you start losing life force because this person, in a sense, is stalking you. And you don't know that. So this clearing can help you out with that. And so could the mind, dark side mind control clearing, with the practitioner, dark side mind control practitioner clearing, could help you out also, but you may not know where it's coming from. So that clearing is designed for that. and the other clearing is one that you can do for entities from people or energetic people courting. There's all different ways to look at this process, but the whole thing is to get these things off of you. And if you do feel your body getting low in energy, then by all means, you know, do something to get it back. You don't know what's happening to you. What you can do, I'll give you a little sample here, and this is what we call increasing your life force energy. And this always helps you. It brings in more spirit energy to you. So what you want to do, if you want to sample the energy and feel it, and this you don't have to do after you do it for a while, but a lot of people like to feel their energy. So take your palms and kind of put them together in front of you, you know, in front of your heart area, basically. You don't have to put your hand right to your body, but just kind of move your hand in slowly with the palms facing forward. And you might feel, you know, this ball tension that's invisible, like compression or spring. And it could be a couple of inches to maybe a foot. Everybody's different. And just kind of feel and see where it is. Let your body tell you. Don't have your mind tell you. The mind doesn't have a clue on body energy. Remember, the mind is strictly mental and just programmed. Doesn't know anything about your body. And just has thoughts. So you want to use your body energy to say, hey, this is where I am. And then you say an affirmation out loud. And the word affirmation may not be the right word to use here, but the saying that you want is very simple, which is, I now increase my life force energy. Okay? And you say that, we'll do it 10 times. And if you say it 100 times, you're going to be really, really charged up. Now, each time you say it, bring your hands further apart and come in slowly, and you're going to notice that they probably increased, you know, 6 inches to a foot each time. So after about the fourth time, you're probably going to be body width. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. This you say out loud. I now increase my life force energy. Again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 I'll just do it some more here. It feels good. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And 5 more times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And once more. I now increase my life force energy. Boy. So this is good if you want to wake yourself up. Maybe you're driving your car and it's, you know, 2 in the morning and you got to go an extra half an hour and you go, oh man, what do I do? Well, pull over to the side of the road and you don't have to move your hand. Just say it out loud. If you're used to doing this, you can just say it out loud and you're going to notice after about 10 times you're going to probably have an extra maybe 10 minutes to a half an hour of energy, because it will bring your spirit more into your body to awaken you. And this also works for healing. So if you do have a problem, you may want to say this 1,000 times. And what can happen is it can start to release some energy blockages that are preventing you from healing. So you might feel your body, you know, like quiver or shake on the inside as an energy blockage release. So you can try it, but I would not do it at night. You know, do it in the daytime, you know, where you have time, using the word time again. It's, you know, we can't get away from time. It's in our vocabulary all the time. So what's time is on our side? Is that what the Rolling Stones had, you know? And then the alien one, you know, kind of, you know, were under my thumb by the Rolling Stones, kind of, you know. But anyway, let's... Anyway, so if you do this, you know, you do it more than, you know, maybe 50 times, make sure that you're not going to be going to sleep, because if you need to go to sleep, you probably will not, and it might take you an extra couple of hours to do so. But anyway, this is our paranormal hour. In fact, everybody, here's your homework. Tomorrow, unless you're in tomorrow, you know, somewhere else here, and we're in today and you're in tomorrow, say it 1,000 times. That's your homework for the week. And do it in the morning. You know, take a half an hour. Say it for half an hour. And just see how you feel. It might change your life. A half an hour of this could change your life. So, that's paranormal. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I intend to do that. And I have a question. If you get up in the morning and do that, and but then you have to go to work, for instance, or you're just even going out for a walk or something, should you then do the shrink wrap before you go out? Because you're going to feel, you're going to be very present. Your spirit's going to be in your body. Will it also have extended your aura out a little, and might you want to bring it back in?
It's not going to really extend your auric field. It'll
okay.
Bring more spirit into you, but people might see you as like a light bulb, okay?
Mm-hmm.
they may want to know what kind of energy you're having, or like what drug are you on because you're so amped up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you don't have to go to that coffee house afterwards. Maybe I just saved you $5. You know? And so do that, but do the shrink wrap. The shrink wrap, you just tell your body energy to come right through the skin. And so that's what you want to do. You don't want to have any of your energy extending, you know, outside of your skin. A half an inch is probably okay. Some people use their body energy as like psychic radar to see what's going on, to read people, to mix with their energy field. This person safe to talk to, I'll find out. I'll put my energy right into their body so I can pick up their thoughts, you know. People do this. I don't recommend doing it at all. You don't want to bring in their stuff. You don't want to become slimed by them, you know, to get your energy. You don't want to be, you know, with bad Scoobies on you from somebody else. But, yeah, do the shrink wrap. In fact, slime stuff, if you get on the 8-hour calls that we're having, we just did one last Sunday, which was yesterday, you get a free slime clearing to get stuff off of you. I think it's the, what do we do? Is it the alien slime that we get off of you? And then we also do the other clearing, which is the sludge body. And so these are, the sludge one is like an alien life form that's walking attached to your outside of your body, and the slime one is very similar. Both these are free clearings. They are on the website, and you get those free when you get on the conference call that we have. And if you're on the light ship for a whole month, but I just thought I'd add that. And once you get that stuff off of you, you feel a lot better. So, I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. We're having a lot of great questions and comments on the fast chat tonight, so I really want to try to keep up with everybody. Someone, we have a great paranormal question, but one came in first. When you hear a song on the radio or something and it gives you chills, probably makes, I would imagine, mostly is making you feel good, is that courting, the person is asking, and I was wondering if it's courting or perhaps mind control going on there.
I think the chills would probably relate to an experience that you had that related to that experience, okay? It's kind of like an aha. And it could be even like a deja vu, but you're not seeing the picture of it. Some people think when you have chills, which could be true, that that's like truth being told to you. And it's all different ways of looking at it. So it's kind of hard to say what that is. But if you do get chills, I would probably guess that it's an experience that you had, and it's being brought back to you, and it's just recognition of having that. So, and also, if you're watching a movie and you start jumping around like spit on a hot griddle, you know, you can't, you know, you're jumping around in your seat like you have ants in your pants. You know, maybe you're watching somebody have a confrontation, or maybe somebody is being chased or something like that, and you're just moving around and you know, you don't know what to do because you're having their experience in your body. So what could happen with that? You could be actually bringing that energy from that person. Maybe you're relating to that actor, and you're bringing in their emotional energy into your body, and your body is responding to it now. That's one way to look at it. The other way, more than likely, is the fact that you had that experience or very close to it. And it could be this life, or it could be your ancestor's past life. And all of a sudden you go, man, I've been here before. And now your body is going, because your body knows, it's stored in your body. Your body is jerking by itself. You're not telling your body to jerk and to jump and to twitch and to put the arms up in the air and do martial art moves or anything else, you know. You're doing it because your body is keyed to that particular situation, and it wants to get out. Remember, that's like fight or flight. And it knows that situation. And you wonder, your mind doesn't really connect, so you're just kind of watching your body do this. If you could stop time, you could say, why is my body jerking and jumping around when I'm watching this scene? Well, it's because it already went through that experience, probably more than once, and now it's seeing it again. Real time on the movie, and it doesn't want to be there. So that's another way of looking at situations. So if you are one of those people that this happens to, then you're a perfect candidate for the emotional whole lifetime clearing. You need to have that clearing, and that would probably help you get rid of that situation, because that situation, if somebody died in that, let's say you're watching the movie and you're jumping around, you know, and jerking, and the person gets stabbed and they died. Well, your body now knows that it got stabbed because it died. Okay, you're watching that person die. Now, you may not have died in that experience that you're relating to, but now it sees that person being died. Maybe you got stabbed and you lived, and this person on the movie set, right, that you're watching, died. Well, right away, that gets programmed into you because that's a thought form. Now your body's going to associate that with dying. And now you got another program in you of dying. Now what's going to happen when you see a scene like that over again? Your body's going to say, oh, I died in that one. Well, what's going to happen to your life force energy? Your body could die energetically. And you could slowly have a death process just from seeing that scene. I'll give you another situation here. I mentioned this before, talking to a lady, and she says that a friend of hers who was older, somebody's grandmother, so we'll just say she's 80, went to the doctor for her yearly checkup, or whatever it was, we'll just say yearly checkup, and she was pretty good, she felt fine, I guess, and she gets a phone call from the doctor saying, oh, I just got this test back, and you have cancer, you got to come in and see me. Well, sure enough, she heard that, and she brought forth cancer into her body, and she died about maybe a month or two later of cancer. But what happened was the doctor called her back a week later and said, oh, I'm sorry, but I got the test mixed up. You know, it wasn't you. You're perfectly fine. But just hearing that triggered that energy in her body, and that was a self-fulfilling prophecy for her, and she died of cancer.
Wow. Okay, thank you, Ron, and we're going to break now briefly. We'll be right back with the Ron Amatron Show. Thank you, everyone.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. Remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain in that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dried guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you are depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you are dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up. All our operators are too busy to talk to you.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs.
For more information on the powerful Berkey line of products, go to themicroeffect.com and click on Berkey water filters. That's themicroeffect.com and click on Berkey water filters. Or dial 888-803-4438.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Micro Effect.
One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your opened mind. Above the dark despair.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Ron Amatron Show on the Micro Effect radio station. Our gracious hosts, thank you so much. And if you have not voted in this hour, or it's been an hour since your last vote, that's very important, please scroll down below the fast chat, click on TalkStream Live, go down to Ron Amatron, click the green bar under his name. It will bring you to a page that will say Micro Effect Radio. Click on that green bar, and you'll be brought right back to the Micro Effect website, and you can click on chat again. And thank you, everyone who has already voted. And we are talking about paranormal things in this hour. We unbelievably only have half an hour left of the show. It's gone by so fast. But someone did type something in. Ron, are you there?
Yep, I am.
Okay.
Here.
We have something that's very interesting to me because something similar has happened to me when he moved into his house, and it's not in front of me anymore, so I'm going by memory. When he moved into his house, he was hearing his name being called, and then he would hear Native American chanting, etc., at night. It always happened at 2 a.m., by the way, and he even recorded it, left a recorder on one night, and he could hear it on the recording. So can you talk about that and what was going on?
Wow, there? Holy smokes. Man, I'm trying to think. That sounds... doesn't sound very good. It came through with audio. Wow. I would timeline crash. Man, that reality is really strong. I would timeline crash the reality of maybe conversation coming into your room. That is very unusual. It's not a vision, but it's actually the audio. Wow. Talking about being heavily corded to an energy, that would be probably the worst way to do that. Wow, that is quite something. I would do a timeline crash on it. That's something that comes through that you could record and get it on a recorder. That's very strong energy to come into our physical realm with it. Normally, people have a vision, their third eye vision or mind's eye, whatever you want to call it, will see things. But to get it to come through physically is quite something. And I would do a timeline crash and get rid of that with the communication energy, because it is communication what you're doing. So back to you, Anne. Wow.
Yeah. That's a frightening thing. I know that when I first met Ron, I had you clear my house, which is it's a 200-year-old house. And there were definitely a lot of things, a lot of activity going on there paranormally. And you were able to clear it all. You even had to go back one time because there was some spirit that only came back at night or something. So it can be tough. And will the space clearing get rid of these things, Ron, if you feel you have something in your house?
I'm sure it would help a lot. I can't guarantee it'll get rid of all of them. The space clearing would be a good one to start with. I would think the timeline one is what you'd want to work with probably first, mainly because that timeline is really active. And that's what's, living or leading you to do things and to experience life would be a timeline. So you're actually experiencing that energy, and it's almost physical because you're hearing it. So that would be a timeline. And I would do the timeline one, and then probably do the space, house space clearing. It's called a space clearing, which will deal with your house, location, apartment, whatever. But I would do the timeline one first, and I do a lot of those on it. Get rid of that timeline of that energy leaking in. Because it would be parallel lives coming in there, and it's very, very potent. I mean, you're only supposed to have one life in the moment, so that would have to be parallel because of the timeline. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, thank you. And let me just make sure I haven't missed anything else on the paranormal, but earlier someone was asking if we could experience some of a sample of the 12 source energies.
Yeah, that would probably end the show. let's do that on the next show that we have here on Monday.
Okay.
If somebody remember, but I need to do that at the start of the hour.
Okay, that would be lovely. And I thought perhaps you meant you were going to end the show with that, but that would be even better, and maybe we could all feel it for a while.
Yes, it takes me a good 12 minutes. I just let them run for about a minute apiece, and our show would run out. And probably have a lot of questions.
Right.
Here, so I'd rather get the questions.
Right. And someone asked, when you do the space clearing, what exactly are the light beings doing there? Are they crashing timelines, or are they just, looking around and seeing if something's an energy or being is hanging around that shouldn't be there?
Kind of all of that.
Okay.
So they're clearing out your space to put in peace. And whatever's in there, if it happens to be a unwanted universal traveler, it could be a ghost energy or something, or whatever's in there, it could be a a dog or cat that died, whatever they release them, gets taken away. If it happens to be an emotional body, that's also brought back to the earth spirit. So all that is done automatically in that space clearing. So there's many ways to look at it, but it's very, very effective.
I know, yes, I know I have found it too. Someone asked a question earlier too, and this is bringing it back to me. Do the planets have cords to us or magnetic vibrations? And earlier someone, if you could also address this, someone asked, I know you do a planetary clearing. Does that include a clearing from the sun? And do we need it to be cleared? It does, okay.
Yes. So we have the planetary star clearing vortexes. That's on the website. That one is a very nice clearing if you're affected a lot by energies outside of yourself that deals with your natal chart. I think everybody should have that clearing too, but it just depends how you feel. You know, like if you read your horoscope in a newspaper and you do it all the time, then you're affected by that, and that's probably why you're reading it. So you want to get that off of you. You know, if you feel some planets in retrograde or something, then that means that you're also affected by it. So you want to do that clearing also. Some people just go along, nothing really bothers them. So that means that you're probably not maybe conscious of being corded, but if it's not physically affecting you too bad, you may not even need it. But they are going to be killing you. Planets are going to kill you because it's in your natal chart. That's how they do that. They bring in the energies, and those planets that are in your astrological chart are there to actually, at the very end, kill you. Because they're all sucking energy out of you in different ways. That's your cordings that people can talk about. Energetic cordings affecting your life as a planet.
Okay.
People don't normally talk that way. They'll tell you what they're doing and how they're going to affect you with this vibration. But, you know, actually, that's what's going to kill you is these energetic cords attached to your body. In fact, I'll take one off of people. I'll take off the moon energy. No, I'm taking, since we mentioned the sun, I'll take the sun energy off you. So here we go. And, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, it'll get heavier. Wow, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Do you feel like radiation leaving your body? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So what I will mention to people, some people or think, which could be true, that as you bring up a situation or a subject, that if you hear about something that is going to affect you, that you're drawing this into your life. And in a sense, that's true. What we do on this program and on all the clearings is we take away these energies. So some people say, oh, I don't want to do this clearing, or, you know, I'm afraid of this clearing because you're going to be drawing this to me. Well, you already have it. So if you already have it, why not get rid of it? So that's what we're doing, is getting rid of stuff that's affecting you. This whole program is to bring you back into spirit energy, which will bring you into the present moment and get you off of the alien timeline and everything else out there, so you can become self-empowered, and that's the whole process that we're doing. So that's the reason why we do clearings, is to get energies out of your body that your ancestors gave you that are reinforced by these unwanted universal travelers to cause you harm, and that's including the planets. See, you don't know what the planets are. We have names for them, planets and stars. We know their GPS locations, but is that just a painting out there? Is that just a hologram that's created by somebody? Is that just a computer program? Okay? You don't know. Like I said, the old song, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, How I Wonder What You Are. What are you out there, okay? So, you know, just think if it came out today and people who listen to our program, how would you write that? The song might be completely changed, you know? So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. Now, someone is commenting that the sun is not considered a planet, but it does, you know, is it on the planet? Is the planet clearing one that you do, Ron, still
no,
with people?
It's on the website.
It's on the website
planet
now.
Planet, stars, and like vortexes. So you could put in, I believe, there the sun.
Okay.
And do that clearing, yes. Uh-huh. I think
okay.
There's an entry box there.
Okay.
And that's, remember, that's only in mind energy. See, we're told that that is not what it is. So why couldn't it be a planet, you see? It's still something out there.
Right.
Okay, so let's just say that the sun, let's look at it, you know, logically here, okay? So since the sun is close to us, we call it, it's not a planet, but yet, you know, could it be a star? Well, it could be a star. So let's put it way out there, you know, in that hologram, so it's really little. Then it would be a star. So, you know, it's just the wording. It's still there. And it still puts out energy. And it can still affect you. And it can affect you really bad if you get a sunburn. So, is that made by source energy if you get a sunburn from it? Think about that one. Source energy would never harm you. Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, we're there, Ron. Here.
Yes. And then you look at the moon. Why would the moon move the tides? If that's not. Just think of the mind control pattern on that to the water, to move the tides, to make that water in the ocean move. How much energy could that be?
Right.
High tide and low tide, you know. And then we got the sun giving us sunburns. But it does warm us up. But anyway, wow, where are we here? What place we land into?
Okay, somebody brought up a great thing, which I'm so grateful to you to be disconnected completely from all this astrology and the planets and everything. But the same person that works with someone that does the charts and all that, said that person was going on and on today about Mercury retrograde. And a couple of people were wondering, could you timeline crash that Mercury retrograde?
Sure. Here we go. So get out my pencil again here. And here we go. So we're going to do a timeline crash for the timeline that connected to you, where Mercury is affecting that timeline, right? That's connecting you onto that timeline, that's affecting your reality. That's how you have to look at it. So you're on the timeline of Mercury, okay? I don't live on that timeline. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So the astrologer, nothing's wrong with the person having the understanding of what's going on. There's nothing wrong with the astrologer doing that process, okay? But when you believe that this is going to happen to you, it can happen, but that's only because of you living a parallel life on the timeline of Mercury. So, if you were to tell the astrologer, say, hey, you know, why are you living that timeline of Mercury? Why are you living a parallel life there? Why don't you get on your own timeline without Mercury affecting you? See, most people don't understand what timelines are. This is what we started the show with. So you are living on a timeline that may not be beneficial for you. So why don't you just get off of it? You know, change trains, get on a different bus, go a different direction. It's up to you. You have choice, some choice anyway. And now that you have timeline crashes on the website, creationlightship.com, you can change your life by changing the reality of that timeline. Because the timeline will take you where the timeline is designed to go to. You know, it's like getting on a bus blindfolded. Where are you going when you take the blindfold off? Where are you going to end up? What's your destination? So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, thank you so much, Ron. And I thank you for saying that about the person doing the astrology. I have people say to me, oh, what sign are you? Or you must be this sign. They're very happy they guess that it's right. And I say, but I'm not. And, oh, you don't believe in astrology? No, I believe in it. It's real. I know that. I choose to disconnect from it so it no longer has any effect on me. And it's a huge relief in my life, so I think I can't recommend that highly enough to just get those planets off of you.
Well, we're number five on TalkStream still, so very good. Somehow the bar dropped during the program. I don't know why. It was about a half an inch higher. But whatever, we're still at number five here, doing very well. So I appreciate everybody for voting and keeping us up at the higher ranking here so we can have maybe more listeners. That's what happens. People see where we are, and they wonder who or why is the show up here, so they'll click on it and listen to the program. So hopefully we'll be helping a lot of new people here. And the main thing is we're controlled by timelines, parallel lives, and they happen in the present moment where we live now, and you could be at thousands of them at one time, bringing back the situations, the stuff that you have. Remember, it's the same life that you have now or different, but you can still be copy and pasted onto these timelines or bringing back traumas to your body. You could be doing fine, feeling great, and maybe very happy and cheerful, and all of a sudden in 2 minutes you wonder why you're depressed. And it's because you could be on a timeline where there's depression, and it gets copy and pasted here, and you wonder why your personality changed. So that's why you want to do timeline crashes, to get into the reality that you want to have. All you want is one life in the present moment, and that's where you want to live, and not have your past be reactive to you and to bring forth the same old storyline. Remember, you're living a storyline of your past, living your past, unless you have an emotional whole lifetime clearing, which will help you out immensely, but mainly you're living storyline of what you had in this lifetime, and it recycles and recycles and recycles until the energy gets so dense that you start having physical body problems and you die of that condition, which was blocked energy from your past coming forward into the physical. Remember, everything happens energetically. And energetically turns into physical things. Remember, thoughts become real, and the realness of the thoughts that you're dealing with will produce an energy blockage in your body, and then all of a sudden, lo and behold, your DNA gets activated and you have a physical problem. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. We're getting very close to the end of our show, and I felt so wonderful and enjoyed when you did the I Now Increase My Life Force Energy to bring everyone's spirit more fully into our bodies. But the mind-to-heart drop also feels wonderful, and I thought maybe we could end the show going out
sure.
with the mind-to-heart drop.
Very good, yeah. Very, very good.
Tonight. Oh, and can I just say one other thing?
Yes.
For those of you who, well, if you haven't been doing this, you want to start and you want to say both things out loud so that you're in your heart center, not your head. And the other is, I now, just to change it up a little, say, I now increase my life force energy, and then I go to the downward count, the backward 10 to 1 count, and et cetera, and I just keep flipping it, and it feels really, it gets me activated very quickly. I just wanted to share that in case someone else would feel good doing that too.
Okay. So here we go, everybody. We're going to drop you into your heart center. So you have to command your spirit to do so. Remember, your spirit needs to have a command from you. If you think about it, then you're in the mental energy, and you're with the spirit that's fabricated in the land of darkness. So don't go there. You want to command it out loud in the physical. You want to awaken every cell of your body up. This is the way it works. So here we go. You want to command your spirit to take your awakening thoughts that you have and drop them into your heart center. And then they will be at peace. And you'll be at peace. You'll be source energy. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Your thoughts are dropping into your heart. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, and now that you're in your heart center, you will not be able to get a negative or a positive thought, because you're in neutral, you're at peace, you're out of duality. You should feel very relaxed, and if you get out of that, if you start getting thoughts, then just do it over again. And the more often you do it, the more peaceful you're going to have as far as your life. You have a peaceful life. And when you're in peace, then you cannot damage your body. Your body gets damaged by thoughts. So the more you're in peace, the better off you feel, and the longer you're going to live. So that's the words of wisdom here. Drop into your heart. Do the mind-a-heart drop. If everybody on the planet did the mind-a-heart drop, we would all be in peace. And things would change instantly. And you would be able to have a better life with everybody. No more confrontation, no more duality. So, everybody, thank you for listening to our program. We'll be on again next Monday, same time. And enjoy your wonderful water. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive-compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7, and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully, and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you are depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you are dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep.